Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, looking back, she can't point to a single moment that made her leave. It was the accumulation of everything happening inside that house and the realization that it wasn't getting any better.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, hello, and thank you very much for listening. Share your real ghost stories with us. It's super easy. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, sign up. Go to Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister Kathy Gordon's here today. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. You know, I had a weird dream the other night.
Okay.
And it's a funny dream, actually. It's actually quite funny. But this has been, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or something. I had this dream that the National Security Advisor, Tulsi Gabbard, resigned. And Donald Trump appointed me to that position. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm really busy. Like, I'm in my head, I'm thinking, I podcast, I'm an artist, I help with my granddaughter. I'm like doing all these things. Busy. And, you know, I like to work out and walk. And like, when would I fit this in? But then they told me how much the salary was. And I'm like, well, you know, I think that could be a good deal. Maybe I just do it long enough to pay my bills off and then I'll quit, you know, or whatever. So I'm spending this dream really in very high anxiety because I don't know what a national security advisor does.
No.
And I'm looking, I'm getting online asking ChatGPT, what does a national security, like, I'm trying to figure out what my job will be and how.
And what
I'm
do I need to wear to work?
Exactly. Just all the stuff. Like, how do I get from here to Washington, D.C. every day? Right. And stuff. So, I have, you know, but it was a dream that was filled with a lot of anxiety because I'm worried about this new job. So I thought that was hilarious. And the next day, then I'm going along and about 11 o'clock in the morning, I had the news on and they said, Tulsi Gabbard resigned. And I stopped and I thought, are they talking about something that happened yesterday? And they said that it happened about 20 minutes ago. And I was like,
well, and then
it's so weird because I dreamt that last night.
Right. And then at the same time, you're like, oh my God, I had a premonition dream. Oh my God, my phone's going to ring any minute now. I can't take this job.
Well, just to clear the air, I am not National Security Advisor. I have not been nominated for that position.
I'm really glad that would have been awkward at, you know, yeah. Family get-togethers.
Yeah, you know, it would have been hard to arrange podcasting around that. But I just think it just struck me as so strange. And I kept thinking, for one, it wasn't something that was even in my brain. Like, honest to God, I don't think about Tulsi Gabbard.
I will
very
say
often.
This. Kathy and I are really close, and you never bring up Tulsi Gabbard ever.
No. And so it was a funny dream for me to have to begin with. But then, so, like, it's silly. It hasn't, I don't know why I would have a premonition that she resigned when she did the next day. I don't know. I don't understand. I just think that, you know, long story short, that something in our collective consciousness is floating around and, you know, we tap into stuff in our sleep that is actually going to happen.
You and Tulsi Gabbard somehow connected in
somehow
the middle of the night.
I connected into that line of thought that was thrown out there into the universe and about it, wrote a whole story around it in my silly dream.
I am so glad you didn't take the job, though.
No, I wouldn't be very good at that. You know, I don't delegate very well, so that's a whole thing.
It would take over your life.
Yeah, it would because, you know, like I said, I have a tendency to, nobody does it better than me, so I just as well go ahead and do it instead of doing it over again.
And
that's my problem.
Here's the other thing. You would take charge, and with this administration, I think that you wouldn't always have a say. Let's just say that. I think that would really bother you.
That's true. That's true, too. So I think it's best that I just don't take, I'm not going to, but anyway, I thought it was just funny. And it was a funny way for me to frame up a dream around a thought, you know, that I would do this silly thing. It's just weird that I dreamt it.
Right.
And then it happened. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's weird that you and Tulsi Gabbard had some weird connection in the middle of the night and you picked up on it.
I do too.
Because, you know, she's probably sitting up in the middle of the night going, I'm handing in my resignation tomorrow.
Well, she'd be 3 hours earlier than me, too.
Back to the conversation in just a second. You know that feeling when you flip your pillow to the cool side at 2 a.m.? Yeah, I used to love that until I got a ghost bed pillow. Now my pillow stays cool all night long and I don't have to flip it. Ghost bed is for people who are tired of having flipping the pillow to be the solution. I've got a ghost bed at home. My whole family sleeps on their pillows. The cooling is built right in. It's not an upgrade. It's something that is there, not something you have to pay extra for. I take my pillow with me on vacation, to hotels, wherever I am going. I absolutely love it, and I've been doing it for years. Right now, Ghost Bed is still having the Memorial Day sale. It makes it the perfect time to upgrade. $200 off adjustable base bundles, a mattress, and an adjustable base paired together for the ultimate bedroom upgrade. Plus, Real Ghost Stories listeners get an extra 10% off site-wide with code GHOST. Ghost Bed is family-owned with over 20 years in the industry and more than 100,000 positive reviews from happy customers. They make everything from mattresses and adjustable bases to pillows and bedding. This isn't some unknown sleep brand. They've been doing this a very long time, and it shows. If you're not sure which mattress is right for you, head to ghostbed.com/ghost and take their mattress quiz. You answer a few questions about how you sleep, and you'll get a personalized recommendation from their collection. Every Ghost Bed mattress comes with fast, free shipping and 101 nights to try it out. If it's not your right fit for you, you get your money back. Upgrade your sleep with Ghost Bed, the makers of the coolest beds in the world. Head to ghostbed.com/ghost and use code GHOST for an extra 10% off site-wide. That's ghostbed.com/ghost, code GHOST. Now back to the conversation.
Well, let's talk about this ghost story, because this is a pretty good one, actually. This woman moved into a haunted house with her boyfriend. Yeah, so let's give it, it's a phone call, let's give it a listen.
Hey, you guys. I just wanted to tell you that I love your show. I listen to it when I'm at work, and it helps the monotony of the day go by. So I have a story. It's kind of a bunch of snippets all put together, as it was just a bunch of spread out, not just one big. But about 5 years ago, I lived in Florida, like South Central Florida. Since then, I have moved back up north to my hometown. The reason that I moved is because of this place that I lived in. I was, it was pretty bad. So it started out, I have three girls and we lived with my boyfriend down there, and we lived in his grandmother's house. He has one daughter. Two of my girls shared a room, and then his daughter and my other daughter shared a room. So we started out one night, we're laying in bed, it's about 11:30, and we hear a crash. I'm like, what the hell? So we go out in the living room, and there was a Jesus statue that had fallen. Now, this statue had been sitting on this shelf with nothing behind it. It's just a shelf. There's no draft. There's no possibility of anything pushing it from behind. Quite heavy, and it's been sitting there for, I think, years. As it had collected a bunch of dust and everything. We didn't think much of it. We swept it up, went to bed, just thought, oh, that's weird. Next thing that happened, we're laying in bed a few weeks later, and the computer turns on. It was completely off. It was a Sunday night, I remember. Cycles on, completely turns on. We're like, what the hell again? And we just lay there, and it turns off again. Now, that could be electrical. I get that. Not long after that, we were sitting on the couch, and this is when it kind of got weird. I was on my computer. I was doing homework, taking online classes, and he was playing on his phone. Kids were all in bed. And all of a sudden, I hear, Mommy. like a little girl's voice. And I turn around to listen, didn't hear anything else, so I kept doing my work. And then I hear mommy again, and I turn around and say, baby, what do you need? Thinking it was my daughter. And he looks up at me, he's like, what are you talking about? And I said, I think my daughter's up. Go in there, she's sleeping, but I can still hear that voice. That's when things really started to get weird. I started to get really depressed. Anytime I was in the house, I was highly depressed. All I wanted to do was sleep. My youngest daughter was still too young to go to school. I would take a lot of naps. There was one day I was taking a nap. She was watching cartoons, laying on my bed, and I felt kind of a small impression behind me, and I felt a hand on the small of my back. And I rolled over thinking she had climbed in bed with me, and there was no one there. And it was different than just thinking that you feel something. I could feel something touching me. That creeped me out. I tried to do a lot of outside work, as any time I was outside of the house, I was fine. But once I stepped in that house, I wanted to cry. I did not feel good. I got constant headaches. I could not sleep at night. My legs would constantly cramp up on me. I got maybe 3 hours of sleep every single night. Then my kids started seeing things. My daughter came out one time just crying and screaming, Mommy, there's something black in the room. At that point, you know, I'd go in there. We had lots of night lights on, so you could see there weren't shadows coming in through the windows. Then we switched rooms, and his daughter ended up going in that room. First night, she came out and said, there's something black in that room. Okay, so there's something going on. Then we started to kind of investigate a little bit more on our own. We set up a recorder in the living room one night, and you could hear bangs, nothing quite rhythmic about it. It wasn't like the refrigerator cycling on or anything. And there was one night, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, we were listening to the recording off and on, and you hear two deep breaths right in the recorder, and then a growl, a deep growl. No pets in the house whatsoever. It scared the crap out of me. It scared the crap out of him. Since I've moved from there, that recording has disappeared. I don't know what happened to it. It just all of a sudden was gone. That kind of worries me. When I was leaving the night before, my mother came and she was going to help move us back. And she was showering in this bathroom that we had a lot of issues with. She took a really quick shower and she came out and she said, Krista, I'm never going in there again. And I said, what do you mean? She said, there's something in that bathroom. That bathroom is where we had a lot of experiences. There was one time that he was gone with all the kids, all four of the girls, and I heard mommy once again when I was taking a shower. And I looked out, nobody was there. And I got out and I called him and he said, no, we haven't been home. But I distinctly remember hearing that voice. Since we moved, and it wasn't for, you know, he and I didn't have any issues, I had to get out of that house. I have slept fine. The first night in the hotel room since we left there, I had the best night's sleep in months. Also, he called me one time and he said that he was doing the dishes and that he felt a sharp pain on his back. And he said that nobody was around him, and he lifted up a shirt and there were three deep scratches. So there is definitely something in that house. He has moved out. He has since then remarried and has another child, and he said that he will never go back to that house. That's my story. I deeply believe in that. I wasn't sure if I did to begin with, but now I for sure believe in the paranormal, ghosts, demons, anything of that sort. They're definitely real. When you experience something like that, it never leaves you. So thank you.
You know, she brings up a good point that we talk about all the time, is that, you know, a lot of people don't believe, and I'm using air quotes, in the paranormal. But if you haven't had an experience, how could you? Then once she moves into that house and all this shit's going down, she doesn't, you know, how do you explain it? You don't, but you know it's happening. And even her mom's like, I am never going to take a shower in there again. I'm never going in there again.
Well, let's face it. In defense of people that don't believe in the paranormal, if they have not experienced anything, it sounds completely illogical. Mm-hmm. It does, right? You would just say, there's no way. That's not true. That can't happen. Da, 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 da. But when you see things that do happen that there is no explanation for, and you say, I don't understand why this Jesus sculpture just wormed its way off the wall,
right,
because
how?
Obviously nothing has bothered that sculpture forever. It's even dusty. and everything else on the shelves is fine or whatever. There just begins to be, you know, a reckoning that you have to come to that they're the only explanation for a lot of these things that she was going through is something in the house that's paranormal.
Right.
And I get it. Like she said, you know, I wasn't before, but after going through all of this, I leave. I'm good. The girls are good. We're fine. Then you have to say, okay, it was the house. Something's in the house. And I always say, here's the barometer for me in this is the kids. When the kids start saying, there's something scary in the room, there's something dark in the room, what I always say is that's when it got bad enough they came to you.
Right. And she doesn't really say that she moved out because of the house, but it kind of sounds like she did because she went to a hotel.
Yeah.
And got a really good night's sleep. So it doesn't, you don't normally go to a hotel and get a really good night's sleep with a knockdown drag out with your boyfriend, you know?
No, I think she was still getting along fine with him.
And it sounds like they stayed in touch and they have a good relationship. So it sounds like she moved out because of it.
Yeah, I got to go. I can't, you know. And it had been a house in the family, so I assume he had, he might have had some, like, also financial stake in this house where he felt like he had to stay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know.
And it's not as easy as just leaving, but for her, I don't think she had a choice.
She was like, I'm out of here.
God, I don't blame her.
And don't you think, too, this is more that it is a series of things that happen.
Yeah.
And it just kind of builds and builds. And at first you just kind of notice that's odd. This is weird. And then it feels like maybe sometimes it gets more aggressive as it goes along to where he scratched the boyfriend, you know, in the last story of it.
And she's hearing her children calling out for her.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
And she leaves the house and everything stops.
I will bet you anything, if she sat down with those children and talked to them, they would have other stories for her.
I imagine she has. Well, it might not have been too recent. Her kids might be still pretty little.
They might be, but I would bet you they could tell her things that they didn't say. Because as a child, you don't want to come off like weird, or sometimes that for a while you don't even know that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, but then you get old enough to know that things aren't right, and I would bet they could tell her things.
That was a good story. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for sharing that one. Let's go to this letter. It says, I hope you guys are doing well. I've been listening to the show for a few years now. A recent episode reminded me of something that happened on a trip with some friends. About 10 years ago, six friends and I rented a condo in Lake Tahoe for a long weekend. That sounds like fun. We got there on a Friday afternoon, threw our bags inside, immediately started the usual debate over who was sleeping where. One of the people on the trip was my friend Rachel. I've known her forever. She's one of those people who occasionally say things that make you stop and wonder where she came up with that. She never made a big production out of it, but every now and then she'd mention seeing somebody or getting a strange feeling about a place. Most of us never knew whether to take her seriously or not. Anyway, we were all upstairs looking at the bedrooms when Rachel stopped in the doorway of one of them and announced she was not sleeping there. Naturally, everybody wanted to know why. She tried to dodge the question at first, but after enough people kept asking, she finally said, there's a little girl in the room. That answer got exactly the response you'd expect from a group of friends on vacation. Everyone started laughing, giving her a hard time. Someone asked if the little girl was helping pay for the rental. And another friend wanted to know if we needed to set aside extra blankets for her. Poor Rachel. She's like, I just can't sleep there. Rachel rolled her eyes, shook her head, went off to claim a different room. I remember talking to her about it later that evening while a few of us were sitting outside having a drink. I asked if she was serious, and she said she was. And when I asked what the little girl was doing, Rachel just shrugged and said, being a little girl, I guess. That was her entire explanation. The next day, nobody mentioned it again. We spent most of Saturday out of the condo, and by that evening, I had completely forgotten about the conversation. Since Rachel didn't want the room, I had ended up taking it without giving it another thought. The second night of the trip, I went to bed before everybody else. We'd been out most of the day. I was exhausted, while the rest of the group stayed downstairs talking and hanging out. I don't know what time it was when I woke up, but it was the middle of the night and the condo was completely dark. What woke me up was a loud sound beside the bed. For a second, I had no idea where I was. Then I remembered I was in Tahoe, reached over and turned on the lamp. The TV remote was lying on the floor. Now, maybe I knocked it off somehow in my sleep. That's certainly possible. But I clearly remember setting it on the nightstand before going to bed, and it hadn't been balanced on the edge or sitting anywhere it could easily slide off. It was laying flat beside my phone. I picked it up, put it back on the nightstand, turned off the light, laid back down. Unfortunately, once I was awake, I couldn't fall back to sleep. I spent the next several minutes tossing around, staring into the dark before I noticed what sounded like somebody quietly singing somewhere in the condo. At first, I assumed one of my friends was still awake. It wasn't loud. It wasn't even creepy. Honestly, it sounded like somebody singing to themselves while they were doing dishes or straightening up the house. I couldn't make out any words, but there was definitely a tune. The singing would stop for a little while, and then it would start again. I remember laying there, getting more annoyed than frightened, because my main thought was simply, who sings in the middle of the night? It seems like a strange thing to be doing. I kept expecting to hear footsteps, a door closing, or some other sound that would tell me who was awake, but I never heard anything. Eventually, the singing stopped, and sometime after that, I finally fell back to sleep. The next morning, everybody was gathered around the kitchen drinking coffee, trying to wake up. Without really thinking about it, I asked, who was up singing during the night? The reaction I got was not what I expected. Everyone looked at me very confused. I figured somebody was messing with me, so I asked again. One friend said she'd been asleep for hours. Another said he hadn't gotten up all night. Before long, everyone was insisting they had all been dead asleep all night. The longer the conversation went, the more confused I got because nobody was changing their story. Then somebody brought up Rachel, refusing the room. I hadn't thought about it since the day we got there, and Rachel had been sitting quietly at the table the whole time drinking coffee and listening to the conversation. Finally, she looked over at me and asked, well, how did you sleep then? I said, not well. The remote fell off the nightstand and the singing. And she nodded just like I confirmed something she already suspected. And then she smiled and said, I'm still glad I picked a different room. That pretty much ended the discussion. Nobody went looking for a history of the condo. Nobody started ghost hunting. We finished the trip, had a great weekend, and went home. It wasn't the singing itself that stuck with me so much. It was how casual Rachel was about the whole thing. She wasn't excited about it, wasn't trying to convince anybody of anything, and she definitely wasn't looking for attention. She simply didn't want that room from the moment we arrived, and nothing that happened afterwards seemed to surprise her. All I know is that if Rachel ever refuses a room on another vacation, I'm probably not volunteering to take it. Love the show. Keep up the great work, Gabe. I think that's interesting. Nobody had a paranormal experience except for Gabe, who took the room where this mystery girl was supposedly in.
Exactly. Which is the part I find interesting is that Gabe didn't think the singing felt particularly creepy. See, my first reaction to singing in the middle of the night is extremely creepy. I don't even care what song it is. You could just be doing Sound of Music, and I think that sound is super creepy.
I think it would be creepy, but I could also see how someone who's a skeptic, and you're in a condo with several other people, you're going, and you went to bed early. Well, they're still up. They're doing something. Somebody's cleaning up the kitchen and singing. So I could see how you could go there. You and I, maybe not so much, but I could see how he did.
Then he thought it was dark and completely still, realizing everybody else's bed, but the singing is still going. And I would find that really creepy. Now, the only alternative to this, I would I would rather have the paranormal than the alternative. The alternative being is that people, somebody sings while they make love, and they were over in the.
I have this weird visual.
Exactly. Like somebody.
That was amazing.
Like, so, exactly. Like somebody's like having sex. So I don't.
And what song would you sing? Like,
like, right? Like, I just think of a happy little tune that somebody singing away.
Because, like, Uptown Funk would be kind of weird.
That would be interesting. Yeah, like, you know, so I would find it distracting, personally, if somebody liked to hum a happy
tune. I'm like, I go to somebody's up doing dishes, cleaning up the kitchen and singing, not Kathy.
Well, I just thought it seemed like a really hysterically funny thing is to be like,
it's like, shut up.
You sing during sex. Like, that is so weird, but okay. I suppose there are people that do. But with that said, I think I'd rather have the paranormal.
Oh, that was funny. Well, if. If you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Get the advanced episodes. Get access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.